Okay, good morning everyone. Let us start in our meditation session. Please find a comfortable posture. Keep your back straight. Gently close your eyes. Relax your body. Take a few deep, long breaths. Relax them. And relax your body, relax your mind. Feel your entire body. Let us start in by practicing loving kindness. Send the thoughts to loving kindness to yourself first. Please repeat these positive and loving thoughts in your mind. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free from anger. May I be free from suffering. May I be free from jealousy. May I be free from danger. May I be free from illness. May I be well. 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 Now, as we experience loving kindness, let us radiate the same loving thoughts to our friends, sending the same thoughts to our mother. Send the same thoughts to our father. Send the same thoughts to our brothers. Send the same thoughts to our sisters. Send the same thoughts to our relatives. May my fathers be well, happy and peaceful. May my mothers be well, happy and peaceful. May my teacher be well, happy and peaceful. May my brothers be well, happy and peaceful. May my relatives be well, happy and peaceful. May my friends be well. Happy and peaceful. Now send your thoughts to the whole world. May all beings be free from anger. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings be free from danger. May all beings be free from jealousy. May all beings be free from illness and injury. May all beings be well. 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 Now slowly turn your attention to your breath. Every breath you take in and take out is taken mindfully. Focus on your natural, ordinary breaths. Our mind thoughts everywhere are going, future, past, that is the nature, don't worry about. Now you feel in the present moment. Now you mindfully think, breathe in, breathe out. Now observe your mind and observe your body. Your body is relaxed and your mind is relaxed. Please bring your palms together in front of your heart. Make a wish for yourself. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May peace be with you. Thank you very much. Open your eyes. Page number 4. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddham saranam gacchami. Dhammam saranam gacchami. Sangham saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi buddham saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammam saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi sangham saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi buddham saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammam saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi sangham saranam gacchami. Anicca vata sankara upada vaya dhammino upajitva nirujjanti te sangupasamo sukho abbe satta avera hontu sabbe satta abhyapajja hontu sabbe satta aniga hontu sabbe satta sukhi attanam pariharantu. Manu pubbangama dhamma Manu sitta manu maya Manasa ce paduttena Bhasati va karoti va Thatoraṃ dukkhaṃ veti Chakkhaṃ vahato padaṃ Manu pubbangama dhamma Manu sitta manu maya Manasa ce pasannena Bhasati va karoti va Thato naṃ sukhaṃ veti Chāyāva anapāyini Okay, thank you. And sorry, what is your name? Vasla. We kindly invite Vasla will present his Dhamma talk.
Good morning. I think it's okay. Can everyone hear me all right?
Yes.
Okay. My name is Rasa Brady. I'm a member of this Blue Lotus Temple, and I'm very grateful to be here today. It's so wonderful to see so many bright and shining faces, and new familiar faces, long friends, and new faces also. So thank you all. Thank you, Bhante, for the very magical meditation. It's left me with a feeling that I don't really want to be here speaking, but I will speak nonetheless. But I hope you enjoyed it also. I've not experienced loving-kindness meditation with the chanting aspect, and I wasn't expecting it, but I've always been a very musically inclined person, so that really resonated with me, and it'll stay with me throughout the rest of the day. Thank you. I'd like to offer you a song today. This is, I believe there's someone here celebrating a birthday, in addition to myself. So in honor of all those beings who've celebrated birthdays and are celebrating birthdays and will continue to celebrate birthdays, please enjoy this song. You can either close your eyes and listen, or you can gaze upon the Buddha as you wish. Every morning I arise, I greet the day, arms open wide. What must I learn from today? What demons must I chase away? Gaining strength from my obstacles, remembering to enjoy it all. Happy rebirth day, I begin my life again. Each day is a new day, I renew myself again. My mind's a field I explore, my body's strength never ignored, my goal and purpose, I am sure, is to reach the other shore, across this ocean of worldliness. Lies infinite peace and bliss. Happy rebirth day, I begin my life again. Each day is a new day, I renew myself again. All alone, I'm a traveler. Karma, my only souvenir. Purify body, thoughts, and mind. Focus always on the divine. In every being and particle, every moment a miracle. Happy rebirth day, I begin my life again. Each day is a new day, I renew myself again. So this is a song that I like to sing on birthdays. I wrote this song on my birthday a couple years, and now it's an offering to whoever I encounter who is in celebration of one. And I couldn't imagine a more wonderful place to have this kind of experience. This talk has a feeling of an origin story to it, because this temple has been with me for a long time. When I was in high school, I used to attend the Unitarian Universalist youth group, which was mostly in the monk's house, their attic, actually. And I didn't spend very much time in this building, mostly in the attic where the youth group was held. But there were a lot of really amazing times, amazing friendships, amazing memories. about 10 years after I left high school, college, traveling experiences, etc., I was in a moment of crisis in my life, mental health, physical health, asking myself this poignant question, is there more to life than this? I had done a lot of, I'd finished college, I'd gotten a degree, I had gone through so many of the motions that people had told me, this is what you should do to be happy, and yet I was not. I was very much not happy. So a role model came to mind. She was a colleague or a supervisor. I really admired this person, and I wondered what was her secret. So I asked her one day, what is your secret? And she said, well, every day I do my yoga practice and I do my meditation practice, and then I go on with my day. And she was just a fantastic, radiant, clear-minded, kind person. And I said, whatever this lady has, I'd like some of that, please. So I said, how do I start? The yoga was pretty easy to find. It's all over the internet. Meditation, I wanted a little bit more direct experience. And I found a meditation near me. I'm so grateful that Todd is here today. Todd, thank you for being my first meditation teacher.
You're welcome.
It was in the library in Lake Geneva, I believe, and a very nice, quiet gathering with a handful of folks. And Todd said at the end of it, if this was a good experience for you, please come to our temple, we'll do it again. You can meet the monks. So I came, and I met such radiant faces of the monastics. And again, I had that feeling, I want some of that. I want that radiance, that freedom to smile, to encounter a total stranger with open arms. And I asked Bhante Sujata, I'm pretty sure the same night, how do I become a monk? Because I equated this happiness with monasticism. It's there, but I think you can acquire it through the practices. This is going to be a long story, guys. So basically, Bhante Sujata said, just keep coming back to the temple. That's how you will become a monk. Okay. So 10 years later, I'm still here at the temple. And a couple years ago, 2 years ago, I was married here with my husband. Every time I come to sit in front of the Buddha, I think of that beautiful day, that beautiful moment in my life. Since then, we've been volunteering pretty much every weekend, and I can't express enough how grateful I am for this place, for this knowledge, for these teachings, for this experience, for the friends that I've made along the way. And when I was mining a little bit, what is my topic for today's talk? On Buddha Day, Bhante-san gave a Dhamma talk asking this question, is there more to life? And it really struck a chord with me, because that was the same question that brought me here. That was the question that inspired the Buddha on his search, in his quest. And I imagine it's probably a question that some of you have also asked yourselves at some point in time. So, noble friends, thank you for sharing your practice with the rest of us, with me, with this space. It's really a great blessing. This song that I felt compelled to share with you today, if every day we can wake up with that same sense of renewal, and understanding that whatever we were attached to from yesterday are unhealthy discussions, judgments. Something happened, but we don't have to carry it today and tomorrow and the rest of our lives. We can always start again and say, I want a different kind of relationship with this aspect of my life. So this is my feeling of continual rebirth. It's not just at the end of the life, then you get to be reborn. It's almost like every day we get to try something new. It might be the same old stuff that you're doing all the time, but with a different attitude, it's something new, it's something fresh. So to all of you, happy rebirth day. And every day, can you experience that same joy and freshness? And thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, Tessa, for your guidance and leadership, for organizing in the wonderful way that you do. Thank you, Bhante, again, for your meditation. It really touched my heart. And thank you all for coming today, for encouraging each other on this path. I'd also like to thank my mom, who's not here, but is doing laps with my baby as I speak. So she gave me the opportunity to be here with you today. So thanks, Mom.